Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Exodus chapter 23, verse 9. You must not oppress foreigners. You know what it's like to be a foreigner, for you yourselves were once foreigners in the land of Egypt. The people of Israel had lived in Egypt for 400 years, so they had a huge experience of being foreigners. Throughout their time, they knew their true home was elsewhere, and that one day they would enter the land that the Lord had given them. This meant that, of all people, they had reason to be sensitive to the vulnerabilities of the foreigners in their community. Time and again, the law of Moses reminded them of this important responsibility. When I lived in India, I had the huge privilege of living with an Indian family. They generously took me into their home, where we shared meals, worship, leisure, and a lot of laughs. They couldn't have been more generous. However, I didn't speak their language at all at first and was never fluent. Their customs were very unfamiliar to me, and I often felt rather lost. It was only the kindness and consideration of my lovely Indian family which meant that I felt secure and at peace. I certainly learned what it meant to care well for a foreigner. The duty to care for foreigners is one that God places upon all of us, and the challenge is constantly increasing. The number of migrants internationally is now nearly 300 million people, almost double the number from 1990 and three times the number from 1970. This poses a huge challenge to Christians throughout the world, and it's great to see churches involved with many networks to support these people, recognizing the colossal challenges they face. One of the key needs is for them to learn the language of their new host country and to be offered a place to meet with other people from their home country. Such initiatives are an exciting, contemporary way of living in obedience to God's ancient law. So let me ask you this question. In what way are you and your church able to reach out to the foreigners in your own community? And now let's pray together. Loving Father, help us to show your love and care for foreigners. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier, or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.